We have a new sponsor. It's the Waccamaw Golf Trail down in the Myrtle Beach area. 12 courses, Blackmore, Caledonia, the Heritage Club, Litchfield, Pauley's Plantation, River Club at Litchfield, the Tradition, True Blue, Founders Club at Pauley's Island, Wachusah Plantation East and Willbrook Plantation Golf Club, and we're going to talk about TPC Myrtle Beach this morning with our main man, Chad Sullivan. What's going on this morning, Chad?
Not much, man. Thank you so much for featuring us on the show today.
Yeah, so, it was funny. During the break, I was telling Maddie, I've only played like a couple of golf courses down in the Myrtle Beach area. For some reason, I don't know, I've just never ended up in Myrtle Beach playing golf. So you're going to have to break it down for us. Give us a little feedback on this and what's going down.
Yeah, so Myrtle Beach is like a little, they call it basically a slice of golf heaven. I mean, you get over 80 golf courses all packed into about an hour's worth of coastline in South Carolina. And, I mean, the weather throughout the whole year is pretty much ideal, save for, obviously, the cold days in the winter and some of the little hotter days in the summer. But it's all well worth the trip.
Yeah, Chad, I came down years ago. We would, you know, do a golf trip in February and did Myrtle Beach almost every year, and you know, you have your choice of golf courses, but it was never even that bad in February. It was just it was pleasant.
Yeah, February is a great month. You can come down and you can catch a couple cold spots, but at the same time, I mean, I have 8 years of memories of 75 degrees in February playing golf in a short sleeve golf shirt and enjoying every minute of it.
And that time of year, the deals are just going crazy. I mean, it's really inexpensive to take a bunch of guys down there and play an outing.
It really is. I mean, at the end of the day, you can play 2-3 rounds of golf for the same price back home in the Northeast and some of the other, you know, areas of the country and the world. You can catch 2-3 rounds of golf in Myrtle Beach for essentially the same price.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about TPC Myrtle Beach. It was home of the 2000 Senior Tour Championship, and Dustin Johnson has his World Junior Golf Championship down there. This is a high-quality golf course.
TPC is a championship layout. I mean, top to bottom, the conditions are always, top notch. The maintenance crew at TPC does a fantastic job providing the golfers with a great spot. I mean, you can play it anywhere from 5,000 yards all the way up to putting one foot in the rough at 7,000. Mm. And it's pretty much all you could ask for.
So what are we talking about for rates right now? And do you have any good packages going on, whether it's, somebody coming down for a weekend or somebody trying to put a group together?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're ever, you know, looking for a round at TPC specifically, you can always check out tpcmyrtlebeach.com. But there's so many great package providers down here. You got Ambassador Golf, Myrtle Beach Golf. There's just so many different options. If you cruise the internet, or you can talk to a ton of booking agents that would love to help you set up a package for, you know, you can be yourself as a single, or you can bring all the way up to 40 guys from back home, and you can come down and enjoy a terrific setup.
Do you guys have your own MyrtleBeach.com? I mean, I'm sorry, WaccamawGolfTrail.com. Do you actually put these trips together for guys too?
Yeah, Waccamaw Golf Trail is a fantastic little kind of piece of the south end of Myrtle Beach, and they can put together anywhere from one round all the way to eight. You can touch every golf course on the Waccamaw Golf Trail.
Yeah, I noticed Litchfield is pretty prominent in that side of the beach. Most of these golf courses are right around that area. So,
yeah,
that's my favorite part of the beach. So,
yeah, I'm myself live with my family on the south end, and the south end of Myrtle Beach, you know, the Waccamaw Golf Trail area. It's really a quaint, you know, a little bit slower side of Myrtle Beach, and there's so many great restaurants that you can check out. I mean, there's not enough meals in the day for you to hit every one of those spots.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like 70 degrees or something here tomorrow, so I'm assuming it's going to be 70-plus down there tomorrow. I'm looking on your site right now, and I'm looking at TPC Myrtle Beach. You can get a 9:10 tee time tomorrow, Matt, for $68.
That's
right
a,
now, you can get
deal.
That.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that at TPC.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the course itself. Some of the holes out there. You got a favorite? You got, you know, if you're like me, everybody's got that one hole on a golf course that just, you know, it gets them every time. And, you know, if it's like the 12th hole, you're thinking about that 12th hole all day long. And when you get there, you're like, I am not going to let this 12th hole dominate me. And then you, like, hit it out of bounds. What's your favorite hole?
Yeah.
What's your favorite hole? And what's that one hole that just gets you every time?
Personally, for me, it's such a love-hate relationship. The 18th hole at TPC, it's a 600-yard par 5, and you're coming back to the clubhouse. There's a creek down the right-hand side that feeds into a pond that finishes to the left side of the green in the fairway. And you can make a really, really easy birdie, or you can make the hardest eight ever made in your whole life.
I've never had a 600-yard par 5 where I thought birdie was easy to make. Oh, <John. laughs>
I guess we don't all hit it like that,
right?
Right. yeah. So, I mean, when we start talking about this, I mean, what? Right now, obviously, we're not in peak season, are we? What's kind of the peak and the off peak times for Myrtle Beach area?
The peak time for Myrtle Beach really is that March, April, May window in the spring. I mean, you cannot beat the weather. Once you get down into the end of the summer, early fall, there's almost what we call like our mini season, and October is such a great spot to come down and play golf. But that spring season is really, every course is top-notch shape, and you just can't miss the weather at that time.
The other thing that I ran across on the site was get a quick quote. What does that mean, and what do I do?
Essentially, you can do a little bit of the planning yourself with setting up your dates with the trip that you're looking at, and you can pick your preferred times, and I think you can give a really good picture to the way the program works, and it'll pop back a little mini vacation quote for you, just like that.
Mm.
Chad, is it feasible to be able to play 36 holes this time of year? You know, two a day for 3 days or something like that? Do we have enough time, or is it not busy so much that you could possibly do that?
No, I would say there's easily a 36-hole day, even when you get into this daylight savings time. You can certainly plan it accordingly, catch one of those dew sleeping early tee times, and then turn around and play again in the afternoon and watch the sun go down.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking out here right now. If you click on the golf packages site, I mean, there's a ton of packages out there. November to Remember, Golftoberfest. I mean, Sizzling Summer Specials.
They have so many different specials, and you can really tailor make it to exactly what you're looking for as a group or as an individual. You can come down and play, just some afternoon, let it warm up a little bit, play afternoon rounds. Or you can set up 36 whole days like we were talking about. There's just so much versatility when you have, 80-plus golf courses within an hour's drive.
Now, where do you stay? Do you guys have hotels that you are affiliated with as well?
There's so many different spots on the south end. There's nothing specific, really. You can catch some spots down at the inlet. There's so many different good travel providers, and some of the Waccamaw Golf Trail packagers, they'll work with the resorts and their own accommodations and make that all kind of a one-stop shop. You really can't beat the convenience of it.
Chad, how long has the Waccamaw Golf Trail been in existence? When did this start?
I would say I'm totally going off the cuff now here, but I think Litchfield Country Club is one of the oldest golf courses on the south end, if not Myrtle Beach. So I would say sometime in the 70s. It probably
The
70s and 80s, yeah. And then obviously with the golf boom that happened in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, there's 8-plus golf courses all within that Waccamaw Golf Trail that are top-notch conditions and championship layouts.
And looking at that list, I mean, that's my follow-up question was, how do you go about getting Caledonia and TBC Myrtle Beach and the Tradition and Litchfield? That's an impressive list of golf courses.
There for you on that WaccamawGolfTrail.com. They'll put together whatever package you want, anywhere from the top end all the way down to some of the more affordable rounds, and they'll put it together for you.
Okay. Well, Chad, man, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate the Waccamaw Trail being a new sponsor with us. We're going to focus on a different golf course each week. So, man, it's going to be awesome, and hopefully Maddie and I can get down there and play sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. If you got a chance, come down and check out TBC Myrtle Beach.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Have a great one.